Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It makes absolutely no sense. And I've been saying that for so long. We've got to dissociate political persuasion from what's common sense, no-brainer public health things. The history of vaccinology has rescued us from smallpox, from polio, from measles, from all of the other diseases. What is the problem here? This is a vaccine that is going to be life-saving for millions of people. The last couple of weeks, we've had a plateauing of infections. And the thing that concerns me, as because history it proves that I should be concerned, is that when you get a plateau at a level around 60,000 new infections per day, there's always the risk of another surge. And that's the thing we really want to avoid, because we are going in the right directions. That's why I get so anxious when I hear pulling back completely on public health measures, like saying no more masks, no nothing like that. I mean, that is a risky business when you do that.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the familiar voice that you've heard for, the past year, the top doc in the U.S. when it comes to COVID-19, a star on the Sunday morning political shows, or in high demand anyway, talking about where we're at with this pandemic and the fears over people being too loosey-goosey about social distancing and masking up and gathering in big throngs like for spring break. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, I am giving you a big hug, although it is virtual, of course. I think we're so weary, and that is the word, weary of all of this, but we are not completely through. I mean, we're not if there's more cases, even though it's plateaued, which is a good thing, but can also be a risky thing. We don't want to see another surge. I, for one, don't want to be in the middle of another surge and have the governor of my state say, oh, we're closing everything down again because we've seen this bump and we don't have any room in the ICUs and we have bodies piling up and have had to put people in refrigerated trucks. Yikes. I think that was one of the most disturbing things that I had ever seen. But millions of Americans have been vaccinated. Some states are dropping masks and dining restrictions. So there has been a loosening of that. We do have a decline, and that decline has been pretty steep. That's the good news. You know, you look at what's happening in the EU, Italy, they are more than scared to death. It's happening again to them because the variants are strangling them. So in Europe, Latin America, some of the areas there too, it's not a good time. They're seeing a surge again. What we're seeing with public opinion polls pretty much across the board is in some cases there's a growing confidence in the vaccines, and in other cases there are, along political lines, especially Republican males somehow have been really pulled out of the herd, we'll call it, as those that identify that way anyway in these small samplings, saying that they don't want to get the vaccine. So here's another poll I came across. The CBS News YouGov poll found declining resistance to vaccination among Black and Hispanic Americans, but identifies differences along political lines. We're seeing that again with Republicans, and they're saying, as I saw with a broader poll, especially younger ones, so overall 55% of Americans in the survey say they would get vaccinated or had already been vaccinated. That included 57% of white Americans, 51% of Black Americans, and 52% of Hispanic Americans. For what it's worth, where do you fall on this poll? If you want to weigh in, you can jam on these digits, 855-266-5283, or just simply let me know and let your thoughts flow. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. So we are the divided states of America when it comes to politics. And so many things are political in our world, whether they should be or not. 71% of Democrats say they've been vaccinated or would get shots. 47% of Republicans said the same. One third of Republicans said they would say no, no, no to the vaccine, compared with just 10% of Democrats. And Dr. Fauci, who again was sought after, of course, on the Sunday shows. He was on Fox News Sunday. He was asked about a public service message on vaccination that included other former presidents, but not the the last president, Donald Trump. He was asked whether Mr. Trump, who was vaccinated in January, which he was, by the way, vaccinated in January before leaving office, should publicly endorse immunization. And he said, I think it would make all the difference in the world. He's a very widely popular person among Republicans. If he came out and said, go and get vaccinated, it's really important for your health, the health of your family, and the health of the country. It seems absolutely inevitable that the vast majority of people who are his close followers would listen to him. Now, the former president did say at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando, everyone should go get your shot. But people didn't pay attention to that. They were paying attention to other things that were being said. But he did say that. He did say that. And, you know, it's interesting of now there's more vaccines available, and depending on the state, who's getting it, where, and what's happening, and how quickly they can get in line, and you know, fewer than half of the states are giving vaccine access to U.S. postal workers. But geez, you got to figure, in a way, they are frontline workers, right? They'd be out there. But I guess it depends on the availability, which by May, anybody who wants to get the shots should be able to get them. And the clear cut thing that is the biggest concern is, what is the high level mark of we're all safe now? Temporarily, anyway, because is anything 100%? It's that 80, 80, 80. That's the big, fat, juicy target. 80%, and maybe even could be a little bit less, but 80% to create the so-called herd immunity, if that happens. And because of what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing from people who are not bragging about getting shots or talking about it for fear of retribution, or just not because they don't want to do that. They don't want to say that. When there's people that have illnesses that still haven't been able to get them, but somehow they're on a different list in a different state because of that sort of vaccine shaming on the other side of it, I think more people have gotten it than that you may not even realize in your own communities, in your own group of friends, just depending on what the climate is among all of you. And the number is pretty high. I mean, the records, the official records are there, and the official records are up to a big number, 70 million. So 70 million people have gotten at least one shot. I mean, that tells you something. An ode to our friends in Colorado and Wyoming, who saw crazy snow over the weekend on Sunday, a record blizzard, historic snowfall in Denver and Cheyenne. Oh, the pictures. It was insane. As of Monday, Cheyenne, 30.8 inches of snow with drifts as high as 4 feet. Denver International Airport, 27.1 inches of wind-driven snow. Woo! Stay with us.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text TECH to 800-480-4542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word TECH to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word TECH to 48542. Text TECH to 48542.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Lecturer, author, and podcast host, has spent her career studying the concepts of courage, vulnerability, shame, and empathy. Her TED Talk, The Power of Vulnerability, has been viewed over 13.5 million times and counting. Widely quoted and considered one of the most important influencers in modern times, she is said to have said, courage starts with showing up and letting ourselves be seen. I'm Kate Delaney, and that's her story. Yeah, it's interesting. Brené Brown has become a superstar when it comes to vulnerability and shame and all that sort of stuff. And because it's Women's History Month, she's a great person to recognize for that. You can get her stories not just here on the show, but if you go to Amazon and you have Alexa, you put it in your flash briefings and just ask for your flash briefings and it'll come up there in the daily stories. And boy, we have really come across some amazing women along this trail that was started in November of 2019, I guess. Wow, hard to believe, 2019. And now here we are. So Brené Brown, I think, is fascinating to watch what she's done with, again, her look into subjects that people don't really want to talk about, which I think is part of her popularity and part of her charm, because she's a suffer no fools kind of person, straight shooter, says what she authentically feels, and that's it. And she is a professor, a lecturer, author, podcast host, all that kind of stuff. And she certainly put herself on the map by doing some things that other people didn't do. And, you know, in her career, she started to do the research, and the research came up about over and over again about vulnerability. And she said that she didn't want to really go there. She didn't want to really go to what vulnerability, to what it was that unlocked us. but it really is her signature, and it really is her gift, I guess, is the great way to put that. And she's very open about her life. She talks about stopping drinking and smoking, talking about going to her first AA meeting in 96 and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And her whole work, her academic work, is based on the things that I just mentioned, the themes. Her occupation really is social worker, academic, and I said public speaker, and some of those other things too, as well. And coming up, we got another doctor we're going to introduce you to, and Dr. Arlene, because she doesn't go on stand on formality, is incredible. This woman just blows my mind with what she's done on mission trips and how she's gotten people who were at the very darkest places of their lives to switch the way their brain thinks by thinking in terms of a video and changing the narrative of the video using Christianity. And she's a counselor. So what she saw happening in so many of these places where she was, in Colombia and Puerto Rico and other places, and what she had to do to get deeper into the culture so that she could help the people that she was trying to help there. So we'll chat with her coming up next on the show. In the meantime, this may be the biggest blow, the most unkind blow of all. I found out today, and I don't know why, because I really don't like these four letters, IKEA. That would be IKEA. They have great meatballs, and if you can get their Swedish furniture off the floor, if you can take it off the showroom floor, it is incredible. If you have to put it together and you're not good at it, forget it, because it's going to annoy you. But one of the things that, I don't know why, and I'm not even a catalog person, but I think I just liked their catalog. They had a catalog that it was huge. It was one of the biggest catalogs in the world that would be sent out. People would get the IKEA catalog. And now they said that they needed to, no, they're not, they're going to save on paper, and they're going to not do, they're not doing the catalog. They announced that. So, and they announced this last year. They have an audio version of the catalog now instead that celebrates the 70th anniversary of it. So do you think, I'm just saying, would you ever in your life listen chapter by chapter on topics like how to organize absolutely everything, how to cook up a delicious kitchen? I mean, no offense to IKEA, I would give them an A for creativity, innovation, all that stuff. And I know, podcasts, I'll just listen to them all day long. But I don't think I would listen to a podcast telling me how to organize absolutely everything. Are you kidding? If I organize everything in my life, I won't be able to find anything. Does that happen to you? You know, you decide, okay, this is the year, this is the moment, we're in the pandemic, I watched The Minimalist, I'm going to become a minimalist, and I'm going to clean out everything. And all those safe places for the extra keys and whatever else you had in your life, your birth certificate, your Social Security card, you know that you're going to put them in a new place that's going to be so much safer, only you forget where that new place is. It's kind of like write down all your passwords in five different places. Now, do you remember where you wrote the passwords down? No. If you have a system, even if it's a little disorganized, I think it's tough to change the system. I mean, unless you're really just ditching everything and it becomes pretty obvious how you can find what you now have organized in a much different area. I've done it. I've become very organized and then couldn't remember where the tape was. Where's the tape? Where's the tape drawer? Oh, yeah. Where's the garage opener? I can't remember. Shouldn't it be in the car? Oh, nope. It's got to be someplace else, right? Hey, congratulations to Deb Holland, who made history as the first Native American cabinet member after a Senate confirmation, Interior Secretary. The vote was 51-40, with a handful of Republicans voting to confirm her, and Democrats, of course. That's a huge step in creating, I guess, if you think about it, government that represents diversity, because for sure Native Americans were neglected at the cabinet level, and that's pretty big. So for 171 years, the federal agency responsible for managing the U.S. relationship with hundreds of recognized tribes has never had a Native American at its helm. So this is interesting. She is an enrolled citizen of the Pueblo of Laguna Native American Tribe in New Mexico. I lived in New Mexico, and I know a lot of those areas, the Pueblo areas, and I know that Pueblo area. She won re-election to a U.S. House seat in November, but is going to be leaving Congress to take her position in the cabinet. So, you know, you think, this is the first thing I thought. I wonder how many employees that is. Well, we have an answer for that. 70,000 for managing 480 million federal acres, one-fifth of the land area of the United States, 2.5 billion acres of the outer continental shelf, 400 national parks, 100 national monuments, 500 national wildlife refuges. Wow. And the Bureau of Indian Affairs and Indian Health Service, 55 million acres of estates held in trust by the United States for hundreds of Native American tribes, including Pueblo of Laguna. So how about that? I'd say that's pretty big. And it's one of those positions in the cabinet you don't always hear too much about, but you heard how big the responsibility is. And then if something happens and there's something controversial, oh, then you remember who it is that's that cabinet person. Oh, yeah, who is the interior? Who is the Secretary of the Interior? Well, now you know. And, wow, what a big ceiling to break. And congratulations to her. That's great. And got some of the Republicans on board that wanted to see that happen for her. And it did. So how about that? All right, stay with us. Dr. Arlene, coming your way. Boy, she is warm-hearted. You're going to love her.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
North Korea says that the Biden administration should avoid causing a stink if it wants peace to remain in the region. The sister of the North Korean leader, Kim Yo-jong, made the statement according to North Korean state news. The North Korean posturing comes as Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin are set to arrive in Seoul for talks with their South Korean counterparts. The White House also said Monday that the administration had reached out to the North Koreans but have so far been rebuffed. And some of the fencing around the Capitol building erected following the deadly riots in January is beginning to come down. Capitol Police will begin to remove portions of the outer perimeter fencing, move the inner perimeter fencing closer to the building, and remove the razor wire from the top of the fence. The moves will open up more street and sidewalk access around the Capitol complex. In a memo, the House Sergeant-at-Arms said there was no known credible threat against Congress that warrants the temporary security fencing. This is USA Radio News. Several Republican lawmakers visited the southern border on Monday amid the current immigration crisis. Tim Berg reports from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and 12 of his members are slamming President Joe Biden for a slow response to a spiraling humanitarian crisis on the southern border. Speaking from El Paso, Texas, the California Republican saying,
"We went through a new facility that was built just more than a year ago. They built it with a capacity they thought they could never meet, 1,040 people to be processed. Today broke that record. Today they're beyond capacity. They're having to build into the parking lot a makeshift facility."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And two men have been arrested for assaulting a Capitol Police officer during the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. That officer, Brian Sicknick, later died. Julian Cater of Pennsylvania and George Tanios of West Virginia are charged with 9 counts and are facing up to 20 years in prison. The men are accused of using a chemical spray against officers during the riot. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
To Dr. Arlene Westmeyer. She has written a book called Healing the Wounded Soul, Ways to Inner Wholeness. And we spent some time together and talked about, really, she's had a fascinating life where she was a missionary and is fluent in Spanish. So I'm learning Spanish. I won't even test my Spanish on her, but she spent a big chunk of time in Colombia and Puerto Rico. She met her husband way back when in Costa Rica, and it's fascinating, I think, what she knows about the human mind and what you can do to change a situation. So, Dr. Westmeyer, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Why did you Why did you write the book? What made you decide, I'm going to put this in a book? I'm going to talk about what you can do, the problems of dysfunctional families, abuse, etc., and what you can do and how you can open yourself up to God.
Yeah. Well, I found myself repeating and repeating and repeating things to my clients as they came to me, and I finally said, well, this is, I'll just write it up and give it to them and they can read it. And I found that people who read this, by the time that they came for counseling, they were about 6 sessions ahead because they already knew more or less where the problem was. And before they read the book, they had no idea why they felt the way they did, you know.
And trying to get somebody to understand that, Like I said, I was setting that up because the different cultures, that's another barrier to jump over, right?
Yeah, everybody has a mother and a father that they need. They need that protection and the closeness of that. And if they miss that, they feel actually the same way. They express it differently. They may come to a father and a mother and bow in front of them or cuddle up to them. And there's a different expression of that love and care from the parents to the child. But every child needs it. And if they don't have it, they have problems later on.
So if they don't get that love that they need from the mother and father and they have the problems later on that you're talking about, what do you tell them? How do you get them to see the other side, which is part of the reason, obviously, for your book?
Well, they usually come and they tell me about this. Well, my father was an alcoholic and he beat me and my mother had to hide when he came back drunk and so forth. And then I say, well, if Jesus would have walked into that situation at the time, what would he have done? Well, most of them come up with the idea, well, he would have protected my mother, he would have protected me, and he would have changed my father. I say, yeah, that's true. But your memory, in your mind, you still see that. It's like a video, that picture of what was happening there when he came in. And every time you think of your father or something reminds you of your childhood, you see that video running in front of your mind, and you're still scared. You still don't have anyone to comfort you. And we have to get Jesus into that film, into that video, so that you can see how he protected you. And most people just talk and talk and talk about what happened, but they never relive the incident, you know. I had one patient that told me about his father, Tim, and he thought he had done something with the car, and he hadn't, but he beat him up. He was drunk. And every time he got out of that car or thought of his father, that would run in his mind. It was still the same, and he told the story over and over and over. But our memories are recorded usually on our right side as a video, as pictures and emotions and things, and our talk, our language is on our left side. So we can talk and talk and talk about something, and it doesn't change the video on the right side. And so that's what I try to do, is to get them to tell me, what do you see when you stand at the door of the room or whatever it was that happened in? What do you see? Tell me what you see. So they would tell me the story. Well, I see me there and all the horrible things that were happening. And then I tell them, well, what would happen if Jesus would come in? I said, imagine Jesus. Well, I'd pray for them and ask the Lord to open their spiritual eyes, their inner eyes, and said, can you see or imagine Jesus standing with you there at the door of that room? But some of them had trouble imagining Jesus, but most of them had no trouble with that. And they said, well, tell him exactly what you told me. You're going to come in there, your father is your mother or your brother or your neighbor or whatever, and tell him what you see. And so they tell Jesus, I see this and this and this and this and this, and tell the whole story to Jesus. Okay, now, let's ask Jesus to help you. Standing there at the door, and you just take up that floor and roll all the way to the other side. Roll into that towel, your father, your brother, or your mother, or all the boyfriends of your mother, you know, whatever was in there. And now just fold it over and stump it together. And now Jesus holds out a bag for you. And you just throw it all in there. Or I hold out a bag for you. You throw it all in there. Throw in your father. Throw in your brother or your mother or the boyfriends of your mother or whatever. And I ask him, is everything in? When you look in that room now, what do you see? Well, yeah, everything is in except, okay, whatever the except is. Throw that in, too. Is everything in now? Yes. Okay, then we'll close the bag in the name of Jesus, and we'll ask Jesus, seal that bag with your nail-scarred hand so that it can never, ever be opened up. So now you and I take that up together. It's very heavy. And we put it on Jesus' shoulders. Can you see Jesus carry that, your bag, to the cross? It was what was in that bag that nailed Jesus to the cross. That's why he had to die. And then as you see Jesus, he dies, and that bag full of all that terrible stuff falls down into hell, because that's where it came from. And after all, God had made you to live in paradise. We were intended to live in paradise. And God didn't give us the capacity to live in this world the way it is now. And so anything that would not have happened in paradise, we can't carry. We tell each other, well, be strong. You can. No, I can't. I can't. I have to give it off to Jesus to carry for me. And then that bag falls into hell, and he comes to you. He resurrected, you know. He comes to you now. And down inside of you, there was that place that was so hurt, where all those memories were stored in. Just tell Jesus, I open myself up to you. Pour into there your love and forgiveness and everything that you needed, everything that you didn't have. You pour that into there. And now look inside. Tell me when that's beginning to fill up. And then wait a while and say, well, it's beginning to fill up. Tell me when it overflows. Well, now it's overflowing. So how do you feel now? Oh, I feel better. So, yeah, now when you look back into the room, what do you see there? One person told me, well, I see Jesus sitting there on the couch between my father and me. And he's protecting me.
Wow.
My father can't do anything about that. In fact, he even changed my father. My father wouldn't do that anymore.
Wow.
And it's very interesting. I never tell the persons what they're supposed to see there. But one of them said, well, look out the window. It's clear full of flowers. And it's just amazing to see what the people say that they see now after Jesus has carried their video to the cross. And that's why I finally wrote the book, because I just told them, I talked and talked and talked and talked and told the people over and over and over. So I finally said, well, I'm going to write it down. Then I'll give them the book and they can read it. So that was the
beginning
of that series.
Yeah, and it worked, and it worked, and it has to feel good from your perspective to have helped so many people, does it?
Yeah, it was. And from many different backgrounds, because for a while that we lived close to the American Embassy, and people came from the American Embassy, so of course they could have come from anywhere. And, well, besides the places that we lived so many different places that we had so many different people from many different backgrounds that came, but it all works the same. Jesus is the same.
Right, yeah, that's what you told us, whether it's Colombia, whether it's Puerto Rico, whether it's somewhere in the United States. It's so interesting, the videos and then what people see. And again, what a gift you have to so many people. You can get this book on Amazon, Healing the Wounded Soul, Dr. Arlene Westmeyer. Wow, thank you so much for coming on.
Yes.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Topping this version of We Can Count, Florida and Colorado. One, buried in a winter storm. Two, buried in massive bodies of people who are spring breaking and are not doing that social distancing thing. Does it matter what's happening to some of the numbers in Florida? Is there concerns about what will happen afterwards? If this was a year ago, woo, when we saw some of the video of that, and this was when there was just vaccines being developed, and who knew how long it was going to take, and who knew that well over 500,000 people in the United States of America would be dead because of COVID-19. So let's start with the winter storm. The winter storm in Colorado was nasty. I have a lot of friends that live in Denver and Boulder, and I got pictures from all of them of their dogs buried in snow, of their backyards that you could not even tell it was a backyard. Denver International Airport just had a dig on Monday. They got 2 feet of snow over the weekend. They canceled 2,000 flights, 1,300 on Sunday. So that means American, JetBlue, United, they already knew. You know, they had waivers covering travel through Monday, and they just had to extend them. I mean, the winter storm dumped 25 inches of snow. Maybe some of you got a lot of that white stuff listening to us, like Cheyenne, Wyoming, and Nebraska was nasty. I used to live in Kearney, Nebraska. I saw snow.
when I lived in Nebraska. I knew what real snow was like when I lived there. The people were great. And they warned me. They warned me about snow, and they warned me about twisters. And I experienced both of those. So that was great that they let me know. Hey, heads up, you've never lived here. Here's the things you have to look for when you live here. All right, so let's talk about Florida for a second. And spring breakers are also in Texas as well, and some of the beaches there and other places celebrating California, etc. But Miami Beach has had a ton of spring break people from all over the country, and popular, of course, because restrictions are lifted in the Sunshine State. So it's kind of that anything goes mentality, of course. Police in Miami started shooting people with pepper balls, apparently, dispersing crowds that had gathered around officers who were making an arrest because it had gotten out of control with the drinking, etc. It's interesting, firing pepper balls because the crowd is out of control. And some of them were about the mask and saying, oh, is this really a threat? But it wasn't that. It was the other things. The crowds were just crazy and wild. But it's this critical moment in this COVID-19 fight that some are ignoring, some don't believe. Listen, we've got all of this going on here on this show. Anti-vaxxers, vaxxers, people that are looking at this from the political angle instead of the scientific angle. And you know how I roll here. Let's have the conversation. And I have that current mask on, mask off poll that still is ongoing that you can send me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. So what they're saying is, listen, it's like a triple threat. We have too many people coming. They want to go wild because they've been in. We have the virus. It's not good. And you've got cheap flights and people are flying and flocking to different parts of Florida, but especially on that coast where you've got Fort Lauderdale and you have Miami. Now, the Florida Department of Health says new cases in the county have hovered between 800 and 1900 since the beginning of the month. And there's a group called COVID Act Now. It's a nonprofit and they look at the data and they're saying that the county that I was just talking about in Miami, that it's very high risk. It's the fourth highest tier on a 5-tier scale. You know, and I've already said this before, and I'm not lecturing anyone. Listen, I get it. I get that people are sick of being in. All of us feel isolated. All of us are, I shouldn't say all of us, many of us feel that way, and we're ready to go. I mean, this show is going on the road in a month to Florida, so I get it. But I will be vaccinated. I will be tested and all of that other sort of thing because I believe in that. I've looked at the science of it. And again, I respect people's personal freedoms, and I hope we get to that herd immunity because, to me, that is the key. And I don't understand not wanting to be vaccinated because I've had relatives who had polio, and I heard about what the polio vaccine did. I don't know if I'd be psyched about AstraZeneca if I was in Europe, even though they're saying, no, it's safe in the blood clots or something else. I mean, hey, I get that. But so far, when I look at Moderna, and I look at Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson, full steam ahead. And I know plenty of people that have been vaccinated, even some that did not want to be vaccinated but did it and feel positive about the fact that they did it because they wanted to protect relatives and hadn't seen people in a year plus and didn't want to not see them. And that was the reasoning, that I'm not going to take the chance and put someone else in danger. So, I mean, there you go. All right, numbers, this has to be said. I mean, Beyonce, if you know anything about her music, or you don't know her music, but you know who she is, when you go by one name, usually it doesn't matter what age you are, you've heard of that person. She has won 28 Grammys. 28 Grammys. So that ties her with producer Quincy Jones as the only living person with the most Grammy Awards in history. I mean, wow, breaking records, certainly for a woman, the most. And then if you're a music fan, Taylor Swift won Album of the Year. She's done that a couple of times, and, you know, the list goes on. I like that the music, people can say what they want to say about award shows, but what people go through in the music business, especially how it's morphed and how much music plays a part in our lives, I don't care what kind of music you listen to. I mean, personally, I like all kinds of music. I like jazz, I mean, old-time jazz. I grew up with my grandfather playing Duke Ellington and, the Glenn Miller band, and all, I mean, everything you can imagine. And I feel fortunate that I have his, I have a lot of his jazz collection, but I like rock and I like different kinds of music. You may feel the same way. So I do like that the Grammys, I think the Grammys are a legit show, for as legit as shows can be. how about that? How's that, right? So that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say as far as that goes, you know, a high five. Looking at other numbers, what a day on Wall Street. So if you have a 401k, you're benefiting. It's been a stock boom. And I was reading a story in something, I don't know, one of the myriad of things I read or people I talk to, and I want to say it was a Today thing. I want to say it was USA Today. And they talked about who's benefiting from the stock boom, and they're saying the people that have stock holdings, I mean, who has the money to invest in stocks. But I think it's kind of a misnomer, and people get thrown off, I can't invest, and it's only for people who are wealthy. That's not true, because many of you work for big companies and you have 401ks, and then they match whatever they match. I mean, listen, as an entrepreneur, which is what I am, much different situation than when I worked for a huge corporation like CBS. And thank goodness I knew I was smart enough to realize I had to school myself in some of this stuff. And I got an aggressive 401k. So I cared about what was going on in the market. And you should, because you have a basket of stocks, and major stock indexes are hitting record highs after the worst pandemic in a century hit last spring. I mean, it's crazy what's happened. Mutual funds have surged more than 75%. Trillions of dollars in stimulus from the Federal Reserve and Congress, of course, are propping up the economy, gripped by problems, by recession, and industries like tech, of course, are soaring because people are working online and shopping and socializing that way. So some of that has really, 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 really exploded. I think tech companies definitely have exploded. And there certainly is wealth disparity, absolutely. And the scary thing is the wealth disparity is widening because of the pandemic. But I just looked at a statistic about 53% of U.S. households held stocks in 2019. That's the Federal Reserve's Survey of Consumer Finances. And again, some of that is 401k for people that have all kinds of jobs, blue-collar jobs, white-collar jobs. And yes, the top 1% of Americans by wealth accounts, they've got 21 trillion of household stock ownership, or 53%. That's what Goldman Sachs would tell you. So certainly there is the disparity. I won't dispute it, of course, but it's the retirement accounts. And so seeing the retirement balances go up is good, because again, matching, companies matching, that kind of thing is good for all of you who have families, and then you'll have something, because, you know, who knows what it's going to be like, especially with health changes, etc. I mean, they say now that, seriously, like $1 million isn't enough to retire on, so things to think about, right? All right, thank you, all of you, for listening to this version of the show. Thanks to Nate for his fine work on the technicals. Make it count, everyone.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.